numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Well, good evening, my favorite people in the whole world. Thanks for being with me tonight on really a special kind of night. Can you believe it? We're at the very tippy-toe end. The very tippy-toe end of 2014. You know, I feel like that saying back when I was a child, when Tonto and the Lone Ranger, where the saying was, who was that masked man? I'm saying to myself, where did that year go? It was like buzzing along like NASCAR. And here we are, you and I, at the very tippy-toe end of 2014. Never to return again. Never to have this in our life again. Now, I know some of you are out there saying, praise the Lord. Ah! Some of you have memories that says this was like a way cool year and made progress and moving forward. We're going to talk about that as I move along in today's visit with you. And so before I begin that, I have some information that as I begin in my work that I do, I have already begun to instigate, to start some new things that I want to share with you. Let's talk about my Facebook sites. Today, I asked my IT person to merge the folks on that have signed up and participate and contact me through the magical world of numbers. I merged them onto my other Facebook site called Summers Numerology. You're in there. No more Magical World of Numbers Facebook. So when you want to chat with me, read what I have to write on Facebook, et cetera, and I have some things that are coming up that I'm going to share with you on that Facebook site, just go to Summers Numerology. And there's where you'll be. We have merged everybody into one. It was getting a little wacko crazy, I had to tell you. You know, I got a little bit too wiry about things, number one. Number two, I have advertised today on my website, but on my newsletters. And I'm saying to you, just go to my two websites, The Magical World of Numbers. Now, this is websites. This is not Facebooks. All my websites. One is themagicalworldofnumbers.com. The other one is elizabethsummers.com. Makes the difference, whatever you want. They're both going to have the same thing on because people can't make up their mind where they're going to go. So I am offering in the newsletter that I sent out, and go there and sign up free from my newsletter, because I'm always sending out additional information that I do not always post on Facebook. But today, I introduced a new service that I am offering to everyone who wants it. It'll be on my website, but it's also in my newsletter. For the last couple months, every now and then, several of my clients who've already had numerology readings, or they've had medium where they're visiting with loved ones in the spirit, whatever, But in their life, something comes up. Some business thing, some personal thing. And they need guidance from spirit. They contact me. They tell me, I never want to know ahead of time, what is their question? And I call in my guides, my angels, we talk. I record it. It's a half an hour reading. It's my psychic intuitive work. I do this all the time. It's different from the medium work, which deals with relatives in spirit. This is very specific, and I share that with you. And I'm beginning to tell people that this is here for you. So give me a call, send me an email, whatever you want. We'll set up a reading. You know, I have so many wonderful listeners. The stats, the statistics, I'm able to check all the time to see how many people are listening to my radio show live, and right now there's a bunch of them, or those that have downloaded it from archives, what have you. And it's growing, growing, growing. I feel like Jack and the Beanstalk. That little beanstalk keeps growing, 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 and I am Jack, and I'm so grateful. If you would be so kind to help me even grow my work, my show more, I'm putting it on various channels and networks now, which I'll tell you about. We are just growing like Jack and the Beanstalk. Please write me a review. If you like my show, tell me what you like about my show. If you don't like my show, tell me what you don't like about my show. What do you want me to do? And write me a review, please. And go to my website. Hit the contact button. Elizabeth, this is a review of your radio show. Give me permission, if you want to use it in my marketing so that we can work as a team to help other people find out about what is helpful to them. We never know. I never know. I just know what I plan to chat with you about every week. I put it out there, and I ask spirit to touch your heart and your soul. And I take my hands off of it. So sign up for my newsletter. Psychic intuitive readings are now available, as well as numerology readings, as well as medium. If you want to visit with your loved ones in spirit, that's fine with me. We do that. I'm a very multitasking person, aren't I? My Facebook is only going to be Summer's Numerology. There are notices on my websites that will give you archives, but you know I have my own YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, YouTube. I know my sister's probably cringing when she says, of course, how mundane. Well, I'm sorry, but not all my listeners are computer-like savvy. What can I say? I have my own channel. Go there. All the archives are there. And so know that I am linking a lot of things together for you to give you as much guidance, as much information as possible, because I'm thinking about you, my work, how I may help, how I may share with every show that I do. It is my intention. If you want to have this last week on my Christmas show, I hope you listened to my Christmas show because it was a hoot and a holler. But if this week you would like to get a mini reading real fast, 2-3 minutes, boom, 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 for 2015, what's ahead for you, go ahead and call. Get on the queue. It's 347-855-8628. That's your call-in number. If you want to have a little mini reading, that's 347-855-8628. And when I come back from the break, that's what we will, I'll open up the lines and get it in as many people as time allows. And there's definitely some wonderful spiritual guidance that I want to share with you on this very special New Year's Eve. Can you believe it? Now, I have to tell you straight up, I got my little bottle. Not my little bottle. My little glass. Well, bottle will come shortly. But glass of champagne. Uh-huh. And the candles are lit in my office. I am celebrating with you because by the time it gets to be 9:30 tonight, I will never see that crystal, that, of course, the crystal ball coming down in New York City. So we are celebrating now together. In the work that I do numerology, astrology, and tarot in my readings in the work that I do. And we now have tippy-toed into the sign of Capricorn in our new year. Capricorn is totally different than Sagittarius. Sagittarius, which we left behind, thank you very much, but we're going to be talking more about Sagittarius in my upcoming shows because Saturn, Big Daddy Saturn, is in the sign of Sagittarius, and it's rock and roll for all Sagittarians. But for us, too, we're going to be affected. But the Capricorn, December 22nd to around January 19th, 20th, depends on where you are on the globe and the astrological system that is being used. But generally speaking, we're in there because there's no time in spirit. Time is a human being construct. So the sign of Capricorn is an earth element. They're dirt. Now think of dirt. There's nothing fluffy-duffy about dirt. Earth sign. It's a major sign. And its planetary ruler astrologically is Saturn. Saturn does not play. Saturn is meat and potatoes, bread and butter. What can I say? Anyone who is Capricorn may be drawn to a red stone, like a garnet. A ruby, maybe, but a garnet, something red. And the flower that's connected to the sign of Capricorn is carnations. But one of the key characteristics, and I raised a Capricorn, is ambition. Now, sometimes it takes a while. Because Capricorns, especially those born in January Capricorns, are headstrong. They have a stubborn quality to them. They are energies that kind of sort of really don't want to follow rules. They're leaders. They're very independent. They don't like to be children. They think they're grown-ups from the age of four. So they're not called symbolically. Their icon is a goat. And if you have any experience with goats, you know they can be stubborn, they can buck, they can do this. Capricorn individuals are very conscientious, they're very practical, and when they come around to themselves, they're very self-disciplined and can be very hardworking. Now, that hardworking depends upon their actual birthday number, because personality enters into this. And yes, Capricorns might be very headstrong and earth sign and practical and pragmatic and this and that and the other thing, but no, if they have a birthday number that's a 3, 6, or 9, they're not worker bees until they grow up and get into their 40s. They can be colossal play babies. But they'll get there eventually. Every decade has its own energy influence. And so 3, 6, and 9 are artistic and players and creative and scattered and into this. And they do not like manual labor. And they do not ask me to take out trash. Capricorns are very pragmatic. It just takes them a while, depending upon their birthday number, to get to that pragmatism, if you will, to be highly efficient, to be very dedicated to their success in life. Now, if in your life you are associated with a Capricorn man, someone who's born from the 22nd of December to the about 19th, 20th, and some instances 21st, in there, Capricorn. Very interesting. A Capricorn man is very prone to conceal things about his life. Doesn't know why, he just does. He can be really defensive. Now, my son is a Capricorn. So everything that I'm saying to you here, I stand behind 1,000,000%. It is so true. And I'll tell you straight up, when raising him and dealing with him in his younger, if I had this information, if I was aware of this information that I'm really trying to share with as many people as I can to empower you, I probably would have been more patient, more understanding about my child, my Capricorn child, this man child. A Capricorn man is afraid. He's afraid if he allows himself to be open, to be vulnerable, then he will be exposed. He'll be like a naked guy running down the street. How embarrassing is that? He does not allow himself to be open. And that's why he becomes so serious. And with those he trusts, however, he will show a crazy sense of humor, usually off the wall, and a very good nature, very principled, believes in what he believes in, has a philosophy about himself, very devoted to his career. But sometimes, therefore, because the career is so important, they can become distant from family responsibilities. They have a very good heart. They just don't show it externally. That's the Saturn. Very pragmatic, very practical. Now, if we have a Capricorn woman, and interestingly enough, my son is Capricorn married to a Capricorn woman. That's a rare combination for two signs to come together. A Capricorn woman, she can be a little cool, a little standoffish in her charm. And I'll tell you honestly, 10 years ago, when this little baby couple got together, I didn't like her. She was cool. She was standoffish. Where I'm a fire sign out there, boom, let's make it happen. She was laid back and couldn't light a match under her emotions if it was a blowtorch. But, of course, right now I just think she's the best thing for him in the whole world. So I just love her very much. But, no, the Capricorn women, a little standoffish, with no charm, can be elegant, but cold. There's kind of a reticence about them. And they can kind of seem unapproachable, and I've experienced this, I agree. But actually, this is a mask to hide their vulnerability. They're so sweet. They are so sensitive. They're so nurturing. That's what I have come to realize in my own personal experience with my Capricorn daughter-in-law. They're very afraid of losing face, kind of almost an Oriental, an Asian mentality. Very afraid of losing face. They fear criticism, and they can't abide by being forced into anything, because they're very self-critical, very competitive, usually interested in besting her own efforts with those that are rivals. They are competitive. And if the Capricorn woman is not involved in an outside career, she's going to turn her home into a career. Now, personally, I've not found that in my family experience, but that's okay, fine. This is a very good energy, sometimes overly strict, sometimes expecting too much from her children. But what I want to share with you is that Capricorn personalities in general on the face of it, are not little teddy bears. They'll keep a veneer up. They'll keep a surface energy up. They do not allow themselves to show you who they really are until they really get to know you and feel safe and feel that it's okay to allow themselves to be vulnerable with their emotions and their feelings and their thoughts. And once they feel that you are not going to criticize them, that you're not going to tell them shoulda, woulda, coulda, that your attitude is, well, okay, you know, if that's how you feel, you don't have to agree with it, then they'll take steps forward. Next time we'll talk about Capricorn children, Capricorn lovers. We all want to know about that. From a Tarot perspective, today's work is show is on the 31st of the month. The tippy-toe end of the month, of the year. Wrapping it up, if you will. Those that are born on the 31st of any month, but the 31st of December, because that's where we are now, are really great business-minded people. The 3 and the 1 is a very nice combination, I think. It adds to a 4. The 4, Capricorn, very Saturn, doesn't want to change. You know, why do we have to move the furniture? We like it just like, and you know what's interesting? Anyone who has a 4 or an 8 personality, when I walk into their homes, because I come from an interior design field, all their furniture is pushed up against the wall. It's all squared off. There's no out in the middle, whatever. It is like a big box in their room. Everything is pushed up against the wall, and 9 times out of 10, very simplistic, not a lot of fluffy-duffy, not a lot of flowers and plants and draperies and whatever. Yep, that's the 4s and the 8s personality. What can I say? But the number 31 personality requires loyalty. You better be loyal there because they don't play. And hard work and discipline and can be real frugal, like little penny pinchers sometimes. You want to slap them upside the head. There seems to be, and it's the number 3 of the number 31, there seems to be an innate knowledge of medicine or drugs. The number 3, spiritually speaking, is that of a medium, that of someone who is very much interested or connected to the spiritual world and kind of knows things. And the number 31 does possess a very strong sense of spirituality. But unusually, they feel comfortable. It's such a uncomfortable. I'm telling you this is true. Uncomfortable about anything that has to do with psychic, intuitive, mediumship, woo-woo stuff, I call it. No, no, no. That one kicks in and says, intellectual, I don't understand what this is. We're not even going to go there. Goodbye. Yeah. So in tarot cards, the number 31 is the 5 of wands, and it is an energy that is the 5 of combat, of confusion, of whatever. The 5 of wands deals with disagreement, competition, hassles, and when it shows up in the readings that I do, it usually means there's something going on in people's lives. Well, I tell you, we do have a few folks that have lined up to have little mini readings for tonight and for 2015. So I think we need a little break. And when I come back, I will do as many as time allows, because there's something that I really want to share with you that came to me but from several sources today in my inbox. And I said to myself, nope, I want to tell my people 10 tips on how to approach the wonderful new beginning of 2015. Let's take a little break. Go get some water. I think I'll get another glass of champagne, and we'll be back real soon. Here we are again. Got my champagne. Have my forms out, and here's how we're going to go. We're going to go real fast here when I open up your mic. And this is important because there are tons of people who are calling in here, 347-855-8628 for little mini readings about 2014 for them. I will call you by your area code. What I want you to come on immediately, real fast, is your first and middle name, your month and day of birth, and how old you are. We all go in 9-year cycles of human being experiences. I'm going to calculate for you. I'm using formulas, numerological formulas, as to what year you are in from a tarot card and numerological perspective, and as the information comes fast, you won't be able to keep up with me as far as writing goes, and then we'll go into the next person, because we want to share as much as we can here tonight at 347-855-8628, and here we go. I'm going to identify area code 561, who came on the queue even before I came on air, so I think she's here. She's a little excited to hear from me. Hello, how are you? Can't hear me, honey.
Hello?
Hello, there you go. What's your first and middle name?
Stacy Ann.
A-N-N. And what's your middle name, Ann?
Excuse me? I didn't hear you. Sorry.
What's your middle name?
A-N-N. Ann.
Yeah, your middle name.
Ann. My first name is Stacy.
What's your first name?
Stacy.
Okay, Stacy Ann. Okay, now we're cooking with gas. Month and day of birth?
12/16.
Oh, this is perfect. This is a good time for it. And how old are you, Stacy?
42.
42, okay. So what I'm going to say for Stacy that's 42 applies to everybody who's 42. First of all, you are a Sagittarius. And this goes for all Sagittarius out there listening. Saturn, as a Saturn, Big Daddy Drill Instructor, shape up, ship up, let's look at our lives, has moved into, until June of 2015, moved into the sign of Sagittarius. It's moved out of Scorpio into Sagittarius. And I want you to know that you are in for some interesting readjustments in your life. Not a bad thing, but you are going to be forced to look at some situations in your life that are going to bring changes. And go with it. Just go with it. Because when Saturn leaves, but it's not going to leave Stacy until 2017. But when it does leave, you will be delighted, number one, and you will also realize how good your life is. Now, at 42 years of age, everyone who's 42 know that things are going to happen suddenly in their life. They're going to suddenly marry, suddenly divorce, suddenly change jobs, suddenly move their residences. It's suddenly. Know that you are in year 8. Of your current 9-year cycle. And on paper, honey, it looks pretty good. I'd like to see you get past January and into the last of February. And then once you get into end of January and more so the end of February, believe me, things are going to start to really turn in your favor. I think that the months of May and June of 2015 look very good for you, for your career, for your work and your career, new job. You're in year 8. And anyone who's in year 8, it's about advancement. If you've played your cards right for the last 7 years and taken your power and laid down a good foundation in your life and not screwed around in your life, that The name of Anne is filled with karma. And I don't have the time to go into it for you, but it has to do with relationship problems, has to do with addiction problems, has to do with overspending. It just makes you crazy. And so therefore know, however, that this year for you has the potential to be very positive, connected to your work and your career. And are you single?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. In an 8-year, one of the interpretations of an 8-year, 8-year out of 9 years, and you're going to finish this, you're going to go in, there's a saying, and it might just start tippy-toeing into your life in February of 2015. One of the interpretations of the number 8-year is when a woman is in an 8-year, she has the potential, and I'm not going to rule this out for you. And I have to say, I don't know 100%. I'm just putting it out there. Praise the Lord. She has the potential to meet the man of her life, the love of her life, because the number 8-year is that of karma. And so listen to your intuition. I also think you should be self-employed in some fashion. There's leadership.
I am.
That are here for you. Are you self-employed?
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes.
You're absolutely on the right track. There may be a form of partnership in some fashion, but you maintain your leadership and your independence. I think this is going to be a good year for you, honey. I do. I do. Okay?
Okay.
You came on early. I saw you there before I even came on air. All right, Stacy. Happy New Year, honey.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Same to you. Bye.
All right, now we're going to go to area code 856. That 856, you are on the air. What's your first and middle name?
Laura Ellen. My birthday is 10-1. And I'm 51.
Laura Ellen. Well, that's a pretty name. And you're 51. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those that are 42 and 51, these are called age digit formulas. And age digit formulas have to do with a general theme that covers anyone at that particular age. And your age digit formula is the same as Stacy's, that says things are going to happen suddenly for you this year. Now, know that, it's like you're Libra, right?
Right.
Yeah. At 51, though, know that you are in your, more in line with what is called your rising sign. It's and I can't tell you what that is. I have to do astrological formulas to tell you what that is. But the older person gets, you'll still be Libra. Loves partnerships, loves this, loves that, loves something else. But you really more at 51, you're more in line with your rising sign. Well, anyway, what year were you born? 19 what?
63.
Oh, okay. No. Cool. This is good stuff. So the older you get, the better it's going to get. No matter what's going on, I want you to remember I told you that. You are dealing with, in this lifetime, karmic partners that you have had to stand your ground on. The number one birthday number, which I'll be talking more and more about in January, my January show, so be sure you listen, Laura Ellen, is about you are an old soul, honey. You are an old soul. And that means you're a highly evolved spiritual entity. Know that the older you get, the probably 55 onward in this lifetime, is an energy where, are you single?
Yes. Yeah.
What? Did you say yes or no?
I said yes.
Yes. You will not finish this lifetime single. Nuh-uh. Your potential for a marriage increases as you grow older and older, so hang in there. And know that in this lifetime, one of the reasons that you are single, from what I see here right off the bat, and is that your soul has had to reestablish its values to itself. You are experiencing significant emotional attitude adjustment about your own self-worth, your own identity, and it's being taught to you through partnerships. You've probably kissed a lot of frogs, honey. And know that there is significant emotional reevaluation going on here for you, but it needs to be because the outcome of this lifetime is really snippy-doodle. Really, really, really. Okay. Right now, you are in year nine, of your current nine-year cycle in your middle lane of life. We go through three lanes of life. So at 51, I think you have one more nine-year cycle to go. And again, looks like you're Libra. Okay, loves person. All right. So this year's really, what? This year, Laura, I want you to stay emotionally very neutral, very independent. Very whatever. I want you to be what I call a valley girl. Okay, fine. Oh, isn't that cool? Whatever. Because there's major cleanup going on. Major cleanup going on. This is a very major year for you. And there are going to be endings, finishing, completions. You might become a house cleaning fool this year. Just give it away, whatever. Don't need you anymore. Don't need this anymore. This is a major wrap-up year. I want you to watch your back, especially your friends and relatives, for envy and jealousy. There is opportunity here for you. Yeah. Are you experiencing that already?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not to worry. This is your cleanup year, and I want you to think about that. Jobs can be ending. Moves can go on, and that's what I'm saying to you. Have that valley girl kind of, okay, fine. Wherever there's resistance, let her roll, honey, because you can bang your head against a closed door, but it's being ripped out of your hands. Don't even go there. You are being cleansed of things that are no longer for your highest good, greatest joy, let her rip. Wherever there's resistance, you choose to let it go. I'm telling you, because what's on the other side of this is very positive. And if you're out of a job or if a job change or what have you, it looks positive for you. Big change in April. Big change in April. And if you're thinking about moving your residence or what have you.
Yes, all of that. I am.
All of that. Excellent. You are right on target, honey. I'm telling you, straight up, this can be a little toughy year if you allow yourself to get emotionally involved. Don't be a crybaby. It's like, well, okay, fine, I'm done with that then. Next.
Yeah. And you know what? I already started that. I've been reevaluating relationships and, I have been. I've been cutting loose what doesn't work for me anymore.
Perfect.
I started that this year. Yeah.
Perfect. So
that's all. You're right on target with everything.
Oh, Mama Bear's good, honey bunny. Thanks for calling me. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Laura.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now we go to area code 860. You are on the air. What is your first and middle name, 860?
Susan, and my middle name is Gale, G-A-L-E.
Okay, and your month and day of birth, Susan Gale?
10/29.
All these 10 people are calling in, all these 10 people born in October. You know, it runs that way, Susan. I'll get a whole bunch of Capricorns one time. Or I know
really?
All these air are calling in. And so tonight you're the third person that's the number 10. What can I say? And how old are you?
56.
Okay. So you're 56. Now, there's going to be expansion in your life. Your values are going to be looked at. And know that this is a year of looks pretty good here from what I'm seeing. It is about new beginnings, new starts, new opportunities. It's like you are in a new car. There's good energy here for you, especially in the first part of the year. Second part of the year might be a little stressy. But you are in year one of your brand new 9-year cycle. And I also think you have rotated into the third lane of your life. What year were you born?
58.
Yeah, I think you are in your third lane of life. Let me real quick see what that's all about. Okay.
What do you mean third lane?
Year. We go in three lanes of life, like a three-lane highway. And I do believe, yes, I am pretty sure I'm right about this now. At 56 years of age, you put your little energy blinker on and have rotated into your third and final lane of life, folks, called the wisdom years. There is change in your life. Change, change, change. Job change, career change, travel change. There's no retirement for you in this lifetime, honey. I'm here to tell you. And it is going to be totally different. The pace of your life is going to pick up big time in this now and for the rest of your life. And especially from 58 to 60, I want you to pay attention to any changes that are coming. They're going to be very significant from 58 to 60. This year for you, in year one, you're in your first year of your brand new 9-year cycle in your third lane of life. This is really important. And destiny steps in and fate steps in. There can be someone from the past, or a job from the past, or something from the past that comes back into your life that starts the ball rolling again. And really, also, you're under the wheel of good fortune this year. There is opportunity here for you. Now, I don't think you're going to go out and win the lottery, but I do think that there's some opportunity that's coming to you that is going to bring in a new beginning for you. I want you to be very positive in your thinking. What is the first letter of your maiden name?
Well, I've never been married, so it's T.
No, maiden name on your birth certificate.
Starts with a T, as in Tom.
Okay, major turning points in your life. So you get your dancing shoes on, because there's going to be opportunities work-wise, travel-wise, going to start percolating. Destiny's coming in here. Now, the universe, folks, the universe works very slowly, works very organically. All growth is organic. So, I mean, it's just not going to, you know, we're going to light a match and here it is. But I'm telling you, Susan Gale, change is afoot, and it's a good thing. It's going to be a good thing for you. Okay?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I think it is a wow. I'm serious. You're not going to retire. This is going to, the middle part of your life was slow moving, dealing with partners, business partners, like a little turtle. Like, are we ever going to get through this thing? The middle part of your life was Volkswagen. This lane of your life for the rest of your life is NASCAR. It's NASCAR.
I'm surprised you say career change, because I really like what I'm doing.
Yep.
I've been there for about
the
2 years.
No, don't worry about it. It can be adjustments. It can be opportunities. It can be all kinds of things. But I want you to be open-minded and be very flexible and not be a scaredy cat. Because anyone who has a 2 birthday number, 29 adds to a 2, they can be scaredy cats. And I'm saying to you, no scaredy cats. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, honey. Go, girl. Make us proud. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Okay, now we go to area code 914. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call.
Huh. First and middle name, honey. What is it?
Christine Julian.
Christine Julian. Okay, that's a pretty name. And how old are you?
I'm sorry, 28.
You're 28? Did you say?
Yes.
I'm kind of breaking up here. Did you say 28? Wow, that's an important age. Month and day of birth?
January 6th.
So you're Capricorn. So what I said about Capricorn, did you relate to that?
Yes.
I know. Yeah, so you're a Capricorn. Now, all Capricorns, including Christine, all Capricorns from many years back and still until 2023, all Capricorns are under major reconstruction in their lives. They are Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth. No one's going to die, but I'm telling you, if you look at your life and when you get to 223, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. It's already in the air, if you will. It is, and I'm going to do this for that. Okay. So you're under reconstruction, honey. That's about the best that I can say here for you. Now, this year that's coming in 2015 for you is all about relationships. And they can be a little fussy, okay? And their family relationships in January. I want you to listen to your intuition, to your own inner knowing, your own inner voice, and be very careful in January and February, in January in particular. And I want you to watch your health. In January. Slow down a little bit. Take your naps. Don't push. But this is a whole year of relationship situations, not a bad thing, but you're going to have some choices that you have to make. Your birthday number of a 6 is called the Lover's Card. Wants everybody to be happy. And it needs to make some choices. You be sure you take care of Christine. You be sure, honey, okay? This is not a bad thing, but the test will be connected to relationships, your own personal responsibilities, And I think you're going to come out just really lovely by the time you get to the fall. The late summer and fall is about job, work, career situations. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
It is awesome. Life is awesome. Keep a good attitude, baby girl. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And our final one for tonight is area code 720. Whoops. 720, you're on the air.
Well, this is a surprise. Is there more than one 720 on this call?
No, I don't think so. I don't know anymore. I don't think so.
Okay.
720.
Well,
go ahead, honey.
My name is Robin, and I don't have a middle name. And my birth date is 9/24. And I'm
60. Well, I know who you are. I know who you are.
And I was going to set up a whole a yearly reading with you, but I'll take a tidbit on this New Year's Eve.
Robin, I'm going to ask you, because Robin is one of my good buddies who is traveling the world, actually. You know, Robin, I'm going to ask a favor of you. I have one more client on the queue who I can't get in, and you know you and I are going to talk.
Go ahead. Go ahead, lady. Take
her safe for this other gal. Okay. All right. Hugs, honey. I'm glad that you're back in the States. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. My sweet friend Robin gave up her space so I could talk to area code 775. This is my final one because I have things to tell you, and you're on the air. What is your name? Area code 775.
Me?
No, I can't hear you. Call
Hello,
me.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
Hello?
You now. Your first
name. What's
your
first name, Roslyn? First name
what?
Is Roslyn.
How do you spell that?
Roslyn.
Oh, Roslyn. Okay, Roslyn.
Mm-hmm.
And your month and day of birth.
And the middle name is Patrice. Month 7, day of birth 11.
March 11th, right?
No, July the 11th. July.
Oh, July the 11th. So you're the sign
mm-hmm.
of Cancer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cancerians are worrywarts. Bless their hearts. But what can I say? They're little worrywarts. And know that, how old are you?
45.
45. Everyone who is 45 years of age has a sense of completion in their lives that has to do with endings, finishing, completions of business deals, money deals. There's some sort of a completion going on for you, and
mm-hmm.
you have to make some choices, and the choices that you make will have to do with a possible change of residence or partnerships or careers, or this is a year of choice for you, big time, and you must listen to your intuition. You are in
okay.
year 7 of your final of your 9-year cycle, and this is your spiritual year. So I want you to slow down your life, watch
mm-hmm.
your health, big time. Know that in February, looks like January, but more so towards the end of February, there is an opportunity that comes to you that will start tickling your toes for change. And it's an
mm-hmm.
energy that has to do with, everything has to do with your work and your career this year. Everything
mm-hmm. okay.
has to do with your work and your career. And spirituality, spiritual
mm-hmm.
awakening. Listen to your intuition, and especially
mm-hmm.
connected to relationships. There's some karma.
Okay.
And if it doesn't feel right, do not do it. That's
okay.
all I have to say about that. It's not a bad thing, just a little heads up. But the total focus of this year, up until the fall, middle fall, to the end of the year is all about your work and your career and spring. June and July, potentially excellent career opportunity.
Okay.
June and July. All right, baby girl. I'm running out of time here. The last shall be first. Thank you for calling in. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Wow, isn't this exciting? This was an exciting New Year's Eve to share with you. I want you not, I suggest, I don't tell people what to do. I want you, I suggest that you not look back over 2014. Say to yourself, well, you know, that was kind of interesting. What did I learn from that? I want you to spring clean your life. Everything that happened in 2014 has brought you to this moment of time. You made it. You made it. You made who you are. You brought forth into your life the you that you are now. And so don't go making all those plans, all those pieces. That's why the subject of this particular show was to begin your year in peace, not pieces. So it wasn't the most spiffy doodle thing. Maybe there were some situations that you just cringed to think about. Don't think about them. Your soul created situations for you to learn from, for you to think about, for you to improve upon. In Eastern philosophy, which I follow, it teaches that there is no end game. There's no there. There's no goalpost that we are running down the football field. Stay in the now. If you stay in the now, one day at a time, handle one day at a time in gratitude and acceptance of what is, you will not find yourself scared, getting freaky, getting breaking out in hives, breaking out in shingles, breaking out in whatever. You stay in the now. You ask every day in the morning as you wake up, first thing you say is, thank you, God, and thank you for letting me wake up. Thank you for today. Today is a wonderful day. Just today, a day full of wonder. Give me guidance. Show me the next step. Bring me gentle signs, and I will follow. If you stay in the now, one day at a time, you are going to make 2015, supercalifragilistic, just the best year of your life. And so until next time, when we meet again next year, know that I send you God's white light, His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you so much one more time for visiting with me in the magical world of numbers. Mm-hmm.